and once again showing his versatility.
I think we have five number ones.
Everything's coming up Milhouse.
But $22 million for Brian Daubeck, give me a break.
And Redmond has been thrown out of the ballgame.
NFL tight end, you know, those playing years are dog years.
Maybe it's adamantium. Maybe it's vibranium. Maybe it's something really cool I don't even know about yet. All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the 300s podcast. We're sitting here today with our special guest, Kyle. And hello. Today is going to be a very special episode. We're going to talk all Nintendo. We had E3 last week. A lot of big game news, a lot of announcements coming out. And you're a Nintendo guru.
Yeah, I would say I like Nintendo more than the average person, or more than the average adult.
Now, I know you've had pretty much every Nintendo system, because I remember we were in college, you had the Wii, you had the Wii U, you had fucking everything that you needed.
Yeah, I've had every single Nintendo ever, even like, even the obscure ones, GameCube and Wii U, just trash systems nobody wants. I mean, GameCube, you know, that's come a long way in as far as like the respect it's gotten over the years, but yeah, Wii U. I think I was the only person on Wii U.
Yeah, it was a piece of shit. People talk about the Switch. They're saying it's the first mobile system that's been out there. It's like, no, GameCube. GameCube had a handle.
It did have a handle.
You could carry that thing around.
It was fucking great.
I had the Nintendo, the original one. I had a Super Nintendo that I bought, you know, years later, and then N64, and now the Switch. But I did have the original fucking concrete block Game Boy. That thing weighs about 15 pounds.
Oh, yeah. You could also, like, level furniture with it if it, like, slides under. It'll hold. It's got girth.
I got a text from my mom a few months ago. And, you know, when you're in your mid-late 20s, you've been out of the house for a while. But you still have tons of shit at your parents' house. It's like a storage locker, basically, you use for decades to come. And I got a text from my mom, and it's just a picture of the Game Boy with Pokemon Red. She goes, I'm going to throw this out. Do you mind? And I'm like, no.
Oh my God. Go 110 back to her house.
I've never driven faster
every
than
every red light.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, you can't. Those are, even if they're worth nothing, they're worth everything.
Yeah. I still, I'll never forgive my parents. My gigantic binder of Pokemon cards went missing, and that's probably not worth that much.
But
in my head, I could buy a house with those.
Oh, yeah. It was like the same thing with Beanie Babies. We were lied to. I paid $40 for a Charizard card back in like 1999.
I remember being at a Pokemon card convention when I was like 12 and walking around, and some fucking like middle-aged guy comes up to me and my mom, and he's like, hey, is that a Charizard? I'll give you $75 for that card. And I'm like, fucking beat it, pal. No, I wish I took that.
Oh, my God. I'd sell them all for, like, $20.
I don't have the card anyways. I think they're pretty cheap. You can, like, buy them online and just wallpaper your house with them for,
yeah,
like, $10.
I was going to say. Like, all the Element cards.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But it's funny, because you've had all the Nintendo systems. I am basically the opposite of that. I've learned I have zero brand loyalty. I was going back. I was looking at it. I had the original Nintendo. Then I jumped into Sega Genesis. Even had the Sega CD.
Impressive.
Which is a very rare and piece
very
of shit.
Exclusive system.
Very exclusive show.
They made
system.
Nine.
Then I jumped to N64, which is a classic. Then I went to Dreamcast, and I think I'm the only one of our friends that even knows what a Dreamcast was.
I do know that you have the exclusive opportunity to play, what is it, Shenmue?
Oh, Shenmue. Fucking great game. I am jacked
and
up for
Shenmue. 2?
Shenmue
3, right?
3, yeah. They had to crowdfund that fucking game because no one wanted it. Fans had to pay for that directly.
Like Super Troopers 2.
Yeah. Then I jumped to PS2, then I went to Xbox 360, then they gave me the Red Ring of Death, so out of spite I got the PS4, and now I'm on Switch.
Do you think Bill Gates gives a fuck about me or you or any actual gamer out there?
Hey, good luck trying to market to guys like me. I am all across the map. You just give me something shiny, put in front of my face, I'll buy it.
Don't get me wrong. I have always been a PlayStation guy as far as, like, you know, the PlayStation, Xbox, back and forth. Always been loyal to PlayStation. Dabbled in an Xbox, I think, around, like, 2007, 2008. It was, like, freshman year of college. I had Xbox 360.
Yeah, 360, yeah.
Had that. Didn't really like it. Pretty much just did it to fit in because everyone in college had the 360. No one had the PlayStation 3. I was the bastard stepchild in our hallway. But, no, I've always had a soft spot for Nintendo. I've owned every single system as far back as you can remember. I would fuck Mario if I could.
No, the
not literally, but maybe really.
The PS4 is a funny one because I remember you and I both had them, and we lived about 12 feet away from each other, and literally, and it was the year we lived in Austin, and we basically both signed up for Best Buy credit cards. It was like a competition. Who can rack up the most debt to Best Buy the fastest?
I signed up for like the Gamers Club. I was just buying things to buy things, like Monopoly for PlayStation 4. Just stuff you don't need.
I remember you driving home and just a picture of all these games, and I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. I need to get those games as well.
Then you signed up for the Gamer Club. This is a Best Buy plug right now. Signed up for that Gamer Club. You get 20% off every game. You pay like, I think it's like $100, and you get 20% off every game for 2 fucking years. So it was like, just give them away. So, you know, every sports game, every year, Madden's, NHL's.
Yeah, Madden's a game you fucking, I play the preseason, I go about into week 8, and then I tail off, and then I wait until next year, and then I buy it again, and I repeat.
Oh, this is me in every sports game. Any EA sports game, I start a season. Well, no, this is what I do. I play a couple games online.
Mm-hmm. Get shellacked by kids.
Get really pissed off, put it down for about a week, come back, start a season with my, you know, the Buffalo Bills or who have you, or my, you know, whatever team I'm rooting for in that sport. Start a season, get about 4 weeks in, sim the rest of the season. Then I get into the playoffs. Usually, like, I'll play the first game of the playoffs. It'll be close. I'll get pissed off. Sim to the Super Bowl or, you know, the Stanley Cup. Play the first. It's just all you really need to know is that I'm simming everything until I lose. And
that's
I get,
what you pay for, that, yeah, that simulation.
Yeah, I pay for the simulation. Then after that happens and I give up on the season that I created, I usually transition into like the build-your-own player that I make myself.
Mm-hmm.
I get drafted to a team I don't like.
I hold out.
And then
it's baseball season.
Yeah, and then, you know, then it's on to the next
$60
game.
On another game.
Yeah, then maybe one or two more games online just, you know, to finish it off and then right in the trash can.
Yeah. So there's a lot of big games coming out. E3 was last week, and if you don't know, that's the big fucking conference where they're dropping all the game news, all the game trailers, all the announcements. And Nintendo, they brought the heat this year. There was a lot of surprises because that stuff leaks, you know, unsurprisingly. But one of the games that they brought out was Super Mario Party. This is going to be the first Mario Party for Switch, at least the first original
one. Yeah, so it's the first Mario Party for Switch. I believe it's also the first one with online content, so you can play people online. But I feel like half the fun of Mario Party is being in the room screaming at one another, not like screaming into a headset against kids. It's just...
I remember the old N64 one. They had the game where you had to basically rub the fucking joystick so much that people were blowing their hands out, and they started giving away those driving gloves if you sent away for them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
before class action lawsuits.
Yeah, before class action lawsuits took down, you know, Nintendo as a whole. But I don't know. I just think that, like, if you're gonna focus on Mario Party games, that you have to reel in that experience. Like, it's like, I get people want to play online and stuff like that, but it's solely based on it's a party game. You have to be in the room with other people, where it's like there's a million games where it's like, you know, you could be like, when I used to live in California, we would play Madden against each other all the time and it didn't matter. But
this game actually looks interesting because it really seems like the first Switch game where it really takes advantage of multiplayer. It makes you want to play with your friends. I mean, right now there's not really any games that do that. I know there's Mario Kart, but that's a port. That doesn't really count.
No.
This is the first real game. And then if I was watching the trailer, it's one of the first games that encourages you to, you know, have two people with the system. Like if you and I played together, because I saw they took two of the Switches and they lined them up and they kind of moved them around and the screens connected to make one larger screen.
Yeah, so that's some voodoo witchcraft. I don't know how that works. I don't pretend to know how that works.
Mario and Pikachu in the system somewhere.
Yeah, it's like, if you really like break it down, I don't really understand how technology works at all. Computers. It's like, how is pictures in metal? I don't know. You
it's
know.
Like the old Joe Rogan bit. He goes, look at this microphone. Why is this loud? I don't know. If I put you in the jungle with nothing but an axe, how long do you can send me an email?
Yeah. Yeah, never.
I don't understand technology. I play it. Now, one of the other games they announced was Super Smash Bros. Unlimited. And this one I am hyped up for. This is I haven't had one, obviously, since N64, which is one of the best games I've ever played.
Yeah.
Since I haven't had been a big Nintendo system guy since. But this game is a gigantic roster. It has every single character that's been in any single Smash Brothers game ever since it came out. So it's friggin' huge.
It's funny because, like I was saying, I'm a huge Nintendo guy. Smash Brothers is one of the few games that I never really got into. I played Melee for the GameCube.
Yeah.
Very, very often for like the summer of 2006, like just every day. Outside of that, I never really played it, so it's like I am pretty excited to get it on Switch and, you know, fire that back up because, you know, Switch has just been selling so well that it's, you know, I feel like I know a lot more people that have Switch now.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, a lot of people had Wii, but the whole gimmick with like, you know, the fucking lightsaber controller, and it's just like. And then, like, Wii U, just not enough people realized it was a different system. It was, yeah. I think people just thought it was kind of like an upgrade.
Or, it was downloadable content.
Yeah, yeah. So I think with so many people owning a Switch now, you have the opportunity to, you know, for games like Super Smash Brothers or, like, even Mario Party, it's like you have the opportunity to get more people engaged so it's not just me in my fucking living room at, you know, 3 a.m.
I mean, it's funny with Switch because that was something that... I know you and I have it, a couple of our other friends have it, and it's still relatively new. It's only been out for a year and a half or so.
Yeah, last March, I think, yeah.
But they have all these game developers coming out just with games now because they did not expect it to do well. The head of Pokemon can come out and be like, yeah, we did not expect this, so we're working on something now.
Yeah, I mean, Fortnite just came out for Switch, I think, Monday.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, it's been, you know, it's on PC, it's on Xbox, it's on PlayStation, it's on, you can download it on your iPhone.
Mm.
It's a huge game, and it just now they dropped it at E3, it came out, they announced it, and it was pretty much, like, downloadable, like, available, like, pretty much as soon as the press conference ended.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird, that's one of those games, Fortnite, that I never in a million years thought that I would be into, and I'm just... completely sucked in.
Yeah, I haven't really gotten into it. It was one of those games I just was an old washed man. I played for about 10 minutes and I was like, I don't get this. Not for me.
Yeah.
But I did download it on Switch, and what's good about the Switch version is, I guess on PS4, it's the only...
You
can play on the toilet. Yeah, that as well. But the PS4 system, it's the only one where Fortnite, you can't play cross console.
PlayStation, yeah.
Yeah, so with the Switch, you can play people on PC or Xbox.
Yeah. My advice to anybody out there that plays Fortnite on a console, so, you know, if you play on Xbox, if you play on PlayStation, you play on Switch, don't turn on the mode that allows you to play against people on, like, the computer, because you will get fucking smashed. These people, you gotta think, it's like, the casual gamer is obviously the person that has the Xbox, has the PlayStation, the Switch, you know, what have you, and the gamers, as far as I've learned throughout my life, are all, you know, they're all PC. And then they will shame you for playing systems. Yeah. It's like, look how much better the graphics are.
I'm going to build my own fucking console. If I want to build something, I go to Home Depot. I'm not trying to build a video game system.
Yeah, no, I like video games. I don't love video games. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, I love Nintendo.
Not enough to do a fucking homework.
Not enough to, like, you know, like, build my own fucking IKEA computer.
Let me,
like,
Frankenstein a console that they usually build in Japan. Let me build this in my backyard.
Yeah, no, not shy. I don't know how to solder, you know. I'm not an adult. I'm not a baby boomer.
That sounds like
I don't know hands-on stuff. I'm worthless.
Now, biggest disappointment, though, I gotta say, still no Star Fox. Where the fuck is Star Fox? That was one of the best games ever. Star Fox 64. I used to play that shit every day before school. I got to the point where I could just bang it out. I could beat it in like 40 minutes flat. And now, I'm still waiting on a good game. The only Star Fox I've played since was that piece of trash that we played on GameCube. And that was awful.
It wasn't great. They really have, I mean, for a game that I love so much and has this much lasting power, they really haven't put out a good Star Fox game since Star Fox 64. I mean, they had Dinosaur Planet, whatever garbage that was, and then, yeah, the one with the rabid fox, and, like, and then, by the way, is Slippy a girl or a boy?
I don't know.
I've never learned that. I couldn't tell you to this day. That game came out 22 years ago. I have no fucking clue.
These are the things we still think about to this day.
I know Falco is an asshole.
Falco was an asshole. It was funny, because they had his special move on Switch compared to Star Fox. his Star Fox's special move is to do like a coordinated group attack, yeah. And they show Falco's, and it's just him flying off like he's Top Gun to do it himself.
Bullshit. His his fucking move is being an asshole. That's what his move.
He was a moody bitch too. You'd save his ass, and he'd be like, "Yeah, thanks for the help." I'm like, I could have just let you die, you dumb bird.
Yeah, every time I let him die, but it's like if you let him die, it fucks up like your trajectory in the planets, and like
makes my life harder.
Yeah, you know, you got to go the harder route, and it's just bullshit, bullshit. You know. Stupid fucking bird. I still get mad about that. I'm like actually getting mad how angry I am.
Worked up over
and Falco. We're getting worked up over a cartoon bird from 22 years ago.
Oh, man. Goddamn Bob Barker.
Fucking bird. Oh my god, I get heated.
All right, but let's talk about games that are actually coming out, not imaginary games that I wish they would make.
It is supposedly coming. So the rumor is that they're putting out a Star Fox racing game. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I was like, just, how about just put a Star Fox game?
Just put me in a plane and make me fly around the universe and shoot shit down.
I mean, it's not...
We don't need Diddy Kong Racing.
Well, that's essentially what they're saying. It's like, it's kind of like, there's a story mode. I'm like, I don't need story mode.
I don't need this.
Just one or the other. One or the other. But, you know.
But what Nintendo podcast would be complete without talking about one of the best properties they have of all time, and that's Pokemon. This is something that... Again, wasn't a huge surprise because it leaked a couple weeks ago, but it was something we've been talking about for a while, and I initially was holding out, like, I'll buy a Switch when they announce a Pokemon game, and then this finally came out, and it's Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee,
yep.
And it's essentially a remake of Yellow, which is fine by me, because it's not like they're just porting something, they literally have to build this 3D yep. world from scratch,
yep.
So I'm pretty excited for this.
I hope it's good, I mean... Apparently it has, like, Pokemon Go integration where it's, like, you can...
This is the one thing, yeah.
You can transfer, like, if you've been playing Pokemon Go. I think I'm the last person. I have a complete Pokedex as of right now, 371. Thank you very much. I cheat like a motherfucker. I'm zapping all over the world, you know.
You're catching. One of the last guys on. It's like the last days of AIM.
Oh, yeah, I'm the last guy. It's like if this was AIM, I'd be, like, texting myself pretty much.
I remember AIM. It would be, like, me, you, and Lipa just... IMing each other
mm-hmm.
in the house, and we graduated college, and it died.
Yeah, I mean that was 2011, and yeah, we were the last people.
We were the final ones. You have four buddies online.
Yeah, it was like we still had MySpace profiles, pretty much.
Yeah, Zuckerberg killed that.
Yeah,
but so going back to Pokemon, that's the one thing that concerns me. Apparently, when you're out catching Pokemon, it's the entire integration is Pokemon Go to throw the ball rather than battle, which. I don't love. I'm like throwing the berries and kind of catching with the ball was great on an iPhone, but
it's great in Safari Zone. That's what you do in Safari Zone.
Yeah, it's like the whole fucking game that much more difficult.
Yeah, just throwing rocks at it. Like, yeah, that'll make you catch them. Let's piss it off.
I'll still buy it. I'm not saying I'm not gonna buy it, but I'm not loving. I'm not crazy about that. With that being said, though, I know you saw the special controller they're coming out with it. It's a little Pokeball.
Yeah, we'll buy.
Definitely. Doesn't even matter what it costs. I don't even need to know. I'm just going to buy it 100%.
Old enough to buy that
fucking thing. Old enough to afford
this. With my own money.
Old enough to afford this useless fucking toy.
Yeah.
Now that's something I'll definitely be buying day one. I think it's $50.
Whatever it is, it's going on the credit card.
Does not matter.
That's a later problem.
Pokemon is probably one of my favorite games, if not my favorite of all time. Pokemon Red, that was probably the first game I put like 100 hours into. And that was on, the green backlit shithole screen.
Yeah,
I couldn't even play that at night.
No, you can play it. You needed a light. You needed a spotlight. It wasn't backlit. So if you were
That's
in the
so
dark,
weird.
Fucked.
It's like our parents talking about playing Pong.
Oh, yeah. Like back in the day.
They didn't have backlights when I was a kid. I had to play under a UV light.
I had to play in the sun. Otherwise, I couldn't see it.
Now, that was probably my first real obsession. I remember that was the first game I got everything of everything. I know things like Mario 64, you could get all the stars. Right. I never did that. I'm going to confess that right now.
I didn't get all the stars. So Mario 64 was a launch title. It was a launch release for Nintendo 64 in 1996. It was 120 stars in the game. I think I had like 118 as of 1997. The last two I got in 2009, sophomore year of college.
Yeah, I never got to it. I heard Yoshi pretty much kills himself jumping off the castle. Sorry, spoiler alert.
Yeah,
if you haven't played the 96 classic.
He doesn't make it.
But Pokemon Red was the first game where I got everything. And that was funny because that was a game where They had Pokemon Red and they had Pokemon Blue, and you had to get both because each game had certain Pokemon that were unique to each system, yeah. each version. So if you could either have friends or you could do what I know you and I did was, all right, I have two Game Boys. I'll buy two of them. And I'll buy that cord and I'll just trade them to myself.
Oh, yeah. I lied to my mother, my own mother, at age like 8, saying my Game Boy broke. So she had to buy me a new one just so I could trade with myself and have like a dummy account on one game and then just load the other one. Because who has friends at 8, you know? No. Not no one reliable.
yeah.
No one you can count on.
You want to come over and do a business transaction?
Yeah, you want to trade Squirtles and Bulbasaurs? I don't have that kind of time or patience at age 8, so I'm just going to take things in my own hands. So.
Yeah, and you literally had to catch them all and...
I'm not gonna, yeah, it's
not relying on my friends to catch them all.
The slogan isn't gotta catch some of them. It's gotta catch them all.
And you had to do work to get all 151 when they're like, oh, by the way, we added another one in fucking Mew.
Yeah, you want it? Either learn this fucking hack or like go to PokeCon and like.
I got Mew. They had a Pokemon event at the South Shore Plaza where you went and you did a fight and then they fucking loaded them into your system by some voodoo magic.
Oh, I had a Game Shark that shit.
So that was the first thing where I really got everything of everything. Now, it also helped the Pokemon have the animated series at the time, which was a banger of a show. I mean, you still get sad thinking about, Ash, maybe you'd be a Pokemaster if you just didn't give away all your fucking Pokemon. Maybe that's why it took you 30 years.
Yeah, gotta catch them all. And release half of them. Like, he just, like, gave them away. Like, what a bitch. Like, he just, like, yeah, hey, I finally got Pikachu. Yeah, fuck off, Pikachu. You can leave if you want. Like, what the fuck kind of friend are you?
But yeah, Pokemon, it's gonna be a day one purchase for me. I know it's technically a remake, but totally brand new game. I've been waiting for them to make a Pokemon open world 3D RPG, whatever you want to call it,
yeah.
for 20 years, so this is definitely gonna be
a day one. I don't understand how, as a company, like, you have one of the biggest franchises of all time, and you just can't be like, oh, you know what everyone would want? Maybe like a 3D, you know, open world game like every other franchise in history. Like, why do we got to keep it like this, like, small, contained, like just think yeah. of, like, Breath of the Wild for Zelda. Like, great game, it's just yeah. extensive world. Like, could you imagine that with, like, Pokemon oh, yeah, just running phenomenal. Around? You're riding Onix into the sunset, and, you know.
Something I just thought of, so this is a take that's still marinating in my brain. I just thought of it, but... little 300s conspiracy theory. The Pokemon franchise was exclusive to handheld. They were on Game Boy, they were on 3DS, they were on those systems, they were never on console.
Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, Pokemon did not want to make that jump. So Nintendo flips the script and says, all right, we're making a mobile system that's also a console. Fuck you, make it, Pokemon.
Yeah, I feel like they kind of backed him into a corner, like, you want to keep fucking with us? Figure this one out now. It yeah. better look good on my TV in 1080.
Now you got no choice.
It just blows my mind. It's just one of those simple things that you just think would have came around to, you know, someone would have came around to making it by now. But
it's about time, because the only games I had on console were, like, yeah. like spinoffs.
Oh,
like,
my God, Pokemon Snap. I remember yeah. you're like, oh, my God, Pokemon Snap. I was like, that's so fucking cool. And then learning Snap meant taking pictures of them. Like, yeah. are you fucking kidding me?
No, dude, open world. You're on, like, that track. They had
yeah, it was, like,
time.
Literally, like, you were... on like a roller, like a slow moving roller coaster yeah. at Disney World, and it's like, what should you get graded on the quality of the pictures you take? Like, you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
That's what I'm supposed to be entertained with at age 9.
They really took advantage of our fandom right there.
What asshole art school student like designed design that game? Like, wouldn't it be cool instead of catching them, we just take pictures of them? Oh yeah, you're fucking right. Let's do it.
They also had Pokemon Stadium, which was fine, but you know, again, that's not really an open game.
I will say the one cool thing about Pokemon Stadium. And if you remember this, pulling it all back together, Pokemon Stadium, the game, came with that thing that you plugged into, like, where you plug the Rumble Pack in
mm-hmm.
in the back of the 64 controller, that you could plug the Game Boy game in, and you could play the Game Boy game on the TV.
Yeah.
That was worth $60 alone. Like, playing Pokemon Yellow on my TV. Which just brings it back to, like, how has it been this goddamn long that I can't play Pokemon on the TV? That's not taking pictures or these stupid, like, Mario Party games like mm-hmm. that was in Pokemon Stadium or...
You guys, you heard it here, heard it here first on the 300s. Nintendo backdoored Pokemon. They forced their hand into making a console game.
It was a absolute threat. And they will pay dearly.
Now, I also wanted to touch on, speaking of console games for Pokemon, I never played this. I don't know if it was 3DS or whatever it was, but fucking Detective Pikachu, where apparently he talks like a human. That's, I don't care for that. That's unsettling.
Yeah, and he sounds like the brother from Corky Romano. Hey, Corky. I'm like, that's not what Pikachu sounds like.
What the hell is
like.
Going on
First
here?
Of all, he can't talk. Meowth is the only one that can talk. Second of all, why is he a detective? Like, who thought that was a good idea?
Speaking of Meowth, oh, hold on. What were we talking about with Meowth? I remember we had a theory in college.
So, Meowth, if you're watching Pokemon, we're just going to hijack this podcast and make it all Pokemon.
Yeah.
But Meowth was the one Pokemon that could speak English and interact with humans, and we always thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah.
And then he has his backstory in one of the episodes where he got, like, shunned by a Persian because he couldn't speak English or something. So we're sitting here, and we're like, wait a minute. So this Pokemon, this cat Pokemon, learned English. A fucking animal learned English just to impress another cat.
Yeah, that didn't speak English.
Okay.
This is Japanese anime logic.
That makes sense.
I just remember, you know, at age 9, I was like, yeah, sure, that totally makes sense. I don't know why that wouldn't make sense to anybody.
Oh my god.
But, like, thinking back, it's like, these are supposed to be wild animals that, like, you know, you have to learn how to tame them. And then there's just this one that sounds like he's on the fucking Sopranos. Like, why does this cat speak English?
Yeah, they're probably like, oh, Americans will love this. They love Sopranos.
See, this is my other question, too. If you're a Pokemon, all the Pokemon, the only thing they say is their name, right?
Yeah.
So if it's your Pikachu, you say, like, Pikachu, Pikachu, whatever the fuck he says.
Uh-huh.
Do they name themselves? So it's like, if they find a new one, like, does a guy come out of the woods and go, what the fuck is that thing? And the thing's like, I don't know, fuck you, Mon. And the thing's like, oh, shit, I guess it's a fuck you, Mon. Or it's like, how does that work? Or it's like, oh, shit, that's that thing. That's that's Bulbasaur. And the thing's like, that's right, Bulbasaur.
So that's where it gets confusing, because I remember, like, the original games, they just made, like, a weird, like, metallic sound.
Oh, yeah, it was like that 8-bit, like,
yeah, so, I don't know. Something got lost in translation, but I will say, like, the original 150 had dope names. Like, looking back on it when you're an adult, you're like, oh, shit, that actually is, like, a nice play on words.
Oh, yeah, like, the legendary birds, it was like,
Moltres,
Zapdos, Articuno, so yeah. Uno, dos, tres. Fucking and then you had Mew, and then you had a second one, so you called it Mewtwo.
They played that in reverse, though. You had Mewtwo, and I never even thought of it. And they came out with a Mew, and I'm like, oh my god!
Fucking, I don't think there's a Mew. There's like 700 Pokemon now, so there might be a Mew 3.
I don't recognize them. This is like when, you know, we NCAA catches a team paying for players.
Yeah.
We don't recognize your accomplishments. The first 150, after that, they're all wiped out. I don't care.
I could not give a shit what anything is after 150. Those 150 are the real ones. That's the only ones I'll ever care about.
That's what's going to be funny. These new games are going to come out, and I'm going to have a roster just stocked with old Pokemon. It's going to be a Squirtle, and it's going to be an Eevee, a Pidgey.
And they're probably all going to be trash, because all the new ones are probably, like, you know, ridiculous. It's like, what was that show, Digimon?
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, that little rat turned into that angel, and then back
angel
to the rat.
Yeah. Stupid.
That's a story for a different day.
Stupid. That's a hill I'll die on. But, all right, so let's wrap it up. You're our Nintendo guru. Yeah. I've got a couple thoughts, but of all the systems across all the Nintendo games, what's your favorite Nintendo game? What's the one, if you had to pick one, you'd go with?
All right, so if I had to really boil this down, I would probably say, I mean, I'd probably have to go old. Most of them are old school. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's like, I really like Switch. Like, Breath of the Wild has been great. Like, Zelda Breath of the Wild. Super Mario Odyssey's been great. But if we're really talking about what I personally think is the best video game of all time, it's Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
Mm.
Ocarina of Time is just, it was the perfect game. I mean, it was the first 3D Zelda game. It was pretty much the first open world game. It wasn't technically open world, but it was like the first game that had like this expansive like 3D where you can just go wherever the hell you want. You know, it flusters me to this day. It's just 25 years later.
It
hit me at the right time. And even the sequel was great. It was a little weird.
Majora's Mask was great, yeah.
No, it just had everything. It had, like, I thought it was the perfect balance. It was a perfect length. I didn't feel like I was getting shorted on, you know, game.
Yeah.
You know, my hard-earned $60 that I didn't spend to buy it, that my dad probably got it just to shut me the fuck up. Where Majora's Mask, I still like Majora's Mask. I thought that was a really great game, too. It's just a little, it's very odd. And you're, like, the one person I know I've ever met that's only played Majora's Mask and not, like,
I got
pretty much, like, universally considered to be, like, My favorite game of all time, if not top three by everybody, you know, favorite game of all time, Ocarina of Time, and you've played the sequel only.
I got fucking verbally attacked on Twitter. Mac and Goo were doing a podcast, and they had their N64 draft, and I tweeted at them, and I said, all right, here's my top 10. I left out Ocarina of Time, and they said, what the fuck is wrong with you? And Twitter attacked me. And I'm like, I didn't play it. What do you want from me? I'll get it on the Nintendo eShop someday.
Well, you deserved it. That's what you get for not, you know, fucking playing, you know. But it's like seeing Back to the Future 2 and not 1.
I mean, some people say Fast and Furious, like, 2 is better than Fast and Furious 1.
Well, if you watch Back to the Future 2 without seeing 1, you'd be like, why is Marty McFly in 1955 and going back to visit himself? This doesn't make sense.
Who is this old sexual predator that he's falling around in his car?
Oh my god, yeah, trying to fuck his mom. It's just weird shit. Whatever.
Weird movie. But, so if I had to pick one, you know, Mario 64 is a great one. Majora's Mask is a favorite of mine. Super Mario Odyssey, when it goes from 3D to 2D, it's like, what fresh hell is this? That's like playing Inception. But if I had to pick one, I think I'm going with Pokemon Red. That was the first game I really put hours into. I still have the old cartridge. You can boot it up. I'll take a picture of it later. It's probably like 70-plus hours, to be honest. It was the first game I got every Pokemon, everything you could possibly do, bang through that game. Great replayability, and it's something that it launched a franchise. This is, you know, what, almost 30 years later, and it's still going strong, still putting out new games. So if I had to pick one, that's my favorite Nintendo game of all time.
Yeah, I mean, like we were talking before, red, blue, even yellow, even though yellow was pretty much the same. They were all pretty much
yellow was the
same.
First one that allowed you to get all the Pokemon without either, you know, buying multiple Game Boys or not having friends. So if you were if you were a loser and you were poor and you couldn't afford red and blue and two Game Boys, yellow was for you.
Oh, you were fucking set. that was your jam.
Yeah.
You could do it all by yourself.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I think that's going to do it here. So, guys, thanks again for listening to another episode of the 300s Podcast. If you even moderately enjoy what you heard here today, please subscribe to the podcast, rate us, review us, let us know what you think, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.